Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Laura, today it's day two of our look at Gulliver's Travels, the famous story by Jonathan Swift. Mm-hmm. When we left Gulliver, he was in a good place.
Right.
He'd been through a very terrible experience. His boat had been in a storm. The boat sank. He had to swim to save himself. He ended up on an island tied down, completely helpless by these little people, the Lilliputians. But then it started to get better, right? The Lilliputians, that's right. People of Lilliput.
Yeah, they actually like Gulliver's strength.
That's right. He met the king or the emperor, right? And they admired him.
They thought he was friends.
Yeah.
They were pretty nice to him.
Hospitable. And it turns out that the city, the country of Lilliput is very beautiful. It's very modern. The people are very smart and peaceful. And it's a nice place to be. So let's go back and find out what's Gulliver going to do. Is he going to stay there or have some more adventures? We'll find out right now.
Reading.
Gulliver's Travels.
During Gulliver's stay, the Lilliputians are fighting with their neighbor over a ridiculous argument. They can't agree on how to properly break an egg, from the small end or the large end. Gulliver uses his strength as a giant to stop an invasion and becomes a hero. However, he doesn't want to kill any of Lilliput's enemies. This makes the emperor furious. Gulliver feels disappointed, so he runs away, finds a boat, and heads out to sea. A ship eventually picks him up and takes him back to England. Yet, after some time, he decides to sail away again. Soon, Gulliver and a crew of men set sail. After several months, they find an undiscovered land. Gulliver and a few men go to explore the land, but the other men return to the ship and forget Gulliver. Moments later, he sees a giant who is so large that Gulliver only reaches its ankles. Gulliver feels scared and runs away, but another giant finds him. Despite being massive, the giant is delicate with Gulliver and takes him home.
Okay, well, yes, everything is not perfect in the land of Lilliput. They do have some problems. Mm. Let's see what's going on here. It says, during Gulliver's stay, the Lilliputians are fighting with their neighbor over a ridiculous argument. Mm. Oh, so there's kind of a war between Lilliput, this is one country, and their neighbor. That's the country that's kind of next door. And it's because of a ridiculous argument. Something ridiculous is silly.
Yeah.
It's not really important. It's kind of silly and crazy and, you know.
Right. Yeah. Okay, we'll find out later how ridiculous this is. Okay, 所以在 Gulliver 停留的时间呢，在这个 Lilliputians, 就是住在 Lilliput 的人呢，他们因为一个非常可笑的争执竟然跟邻国打仗诶。OK, 那至于很可笑的英文要怎么说呢，你可以用到课文这一句话这个字哦，就是 ridiculous, ridiculous. So what is this ridiculous or silly argument?
Alright, let's find out what it is and just how ridiculous it could be. Well, what's the argument? They can't agree on how to properly break an egg, from the small end or the large end.
Okay.
They're having a fight. The two countries are having a fight. There could be a war because they can't decide. If you have an egg, do you break the top end or do you break the bottom end? The small end or the large end? That's pretty crazy. I think most of us could agree. Well, maybe we can't agree on, don't start.
Okay.
We can't agree on how to break the egg, but we can agree on the fact this is a ridiculous argument.
Right.
To agree on something means that both people think the same thing, right? So like if you're going to go out for dinner, you might agree on what kind of food you want.
Right.
I want pizza.
I want pasta.
I want sushi.
I want sashimi.
I want Korean barbecue.
I want Italian.
Ooh, I like Italian. Okay, let's go there.
Okay.
So we've agreed on eating Italian food. That's what normal people do, but crazy people will have ridiculous arguments about that stuff and not agree on it. Agree on is our shortcut for you. Let's, we agree on, we're going to take a break.
Sure.
We agree. All right, let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
All right. If we produce our latest smartphones overseas, we'll save the company millions of dollars.
That's not something I'm willing to accept. If we make our products overseas, we're just taking jobs away from the people here.
Exactly. But we'll also save a ton of money.
I'm sorry. I can't agree on this course of action.
What's going on?
To agree on someone or something means to agree to the choice of someone or something.
I see. Agree on means 就什么什么取得共识。
Yes, I understand your ideas, but you'll have to tell the boss we can't agree on this plan.
Well, we don't have to agree on it, because the boss has already approved the plan. It's from the small end, right? You break it from
Is it already cooked? Is it just...
Yeah,
like
that's a good question.
I need more information.
Okay, well, okay. 反正呢，他们对于呢，就是要怎么样正确的击破鸡蛋，到时候从尖端的还是钝端这个事情呢，他们意见是相左的哦。They didn't agree on the same thing, obviously.
Right, and it could be a war. So Gulliver, he uses his strength, remember, he's really, really big,
right,
as a giant, to stop an invasion, and he becomes a hero.
Oh.
So it was going to be a war. An invasion is when one army goes from their country into another country. And wars usually start this way. For example, World War II began with Germany's invasion of Poland in 1939. And then everyone got upset, and all of Poland's friends said, all right, Germany, we're fighting you. And then Germany's friends said, all right, we're fighting you. And oh boy, it was a big mess because there was an invasion. But don't worry, Gulliver was there to stop this invasion. So
he
said, no, army, stay back.
Right. 那开战的时候怎么办呢？好险有 Gulliver, 因为他用他的巨人的力量呢，来怎么样制止敌方的 invasion, 就是入侵或是侵略这样的意思。而且呢，他就成为了 hero, 英雄。
Well, maybe not a hero, because here's a problem. It says Gulliver doesn't want to kill any of Lilliput's enemies. And if you're in a war and you don't want to kill people...It's kind of hard to fight a war, right? So the king of Lilliput, it says this makes the emperor, the king, furious. He's very, very angry, which is what furious means. He's angry because he thought Gulliver, he's our friend, but he won't fight and kill the bad guys to help our country. So he was very angry or furious. For example, we could say Sue's mom was furious when Sue came home at 2 a.m.
Ooh, 2 a.m.
That's too late, Sue.
What?
Sue's 36 years old? Bro, well, that's a little weird.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay, anyway. 所以呢，这里呢，发生一个小小的这个状况哦，因为这个 Gulliver, 他其实只是想要怎么样，就是防止入侵，但是他不想要杀害任何一个就是 Lilliput的敌国的这个敌人哦，那不过这件事情就让这个君王非常的 furious, 就是 furious, F-U-R-I-O-U-S, 就是 very, very angry, 非常的愤怒啦。
Yeah, and this is hard for Gulliver because he thought the emperor was his friend and he likes the people, but he doesn't want to kill anyone. So Gulliver feels disappointed, so he runs away.
Oh.
He finds a boat and he heads out to sea.So he's leaving Lilliput because he's so disappointed. When you're disappointed, you're upset, you're sad, and you feel kind of let down. You were looking forward to something. You thought something good was going to happen, but now it doesn't happen. You're like, oh, I really wanted to do that or be there or see this. For example, I'm disappointed that it's raining today. I wanted to go to the zoo, but it's raining and all the kids are ready to see the panda babies and...We can't go. We're disappointed.
Yeah, kids get really disappointed easily. It's like, I have a student, if I sort of promise him, like, oh, next time I'll show you something, I'll bring this little gift. And when I forget...
And you don't do it.
I know, they're like, where's my present? You promise, and they get, like, really, really disappointed.
It's tough disappointing anyone, kids, right, or your friends or your family. We don't like to do that.
Okay. Anyway, disappointed 就是感觉呢非常的失望，或者呢在本课来讲，我觉得 Gulliver 还是非常的沮丧哦。他因为他没有办法就是杀死这个Lilliput 的敌人，所以呢这个君王不是很开心，所以他就决定要逃离这个 Lilliput，而且他找了艘小船就航向大海了。
Well, he's lucky this time. He's out there in his little boat trying to get away.
It's only this small.
Yeah, it's true. It's a tiny boat for tiny people. Yeah. A ship, though, eventually picks him up and takes him back to England. So he sees a big boat. Hey, over here, help me. So they come, they pick him up, and they take him back to England, back to his home country. So that's very lucky. Yet...He's been home, I'm sure he's happy, but after some time, he decides to sail away again. So he gets a little bit bored in England, or he misses his friends or something, so he decides to leave again.
Okay, 所以呢，因为我刚刚有特别想到说，既然他是在这个小人国，所以那个船应该也是这么小吧。所以呢，不过啊，好险好险，其实呢，他在这个船上，他在这个海上的时候，最后最后呢有一艘船把他救起来，而且很幸运的把他带回英国。可是过一些日子之后呢，这个 Gulliver 还是决定要再度怎么样 sail away again， 就是再度起航。
So soon Gulliver and a crew of men set sail. Okay, a crew is what we call the people who work on the boat. They drive the boat, make sure everything, all the machines and different parts are working in the right way. To set sail is basically to travel on a boat or to begin your travels on a boat. Back in the old days, you know, they had those big, big sheets and they would pull them up. We call those sails. The wind would blow, right? It would push the boat. Well, when they actually put them up and tie them down so that they're ready to catch the wind, that is to set the sails. So when we say set sail, it's like starting off on a trip on a boat.
没错 ,set sail 就有着起航这样的意思。所以很快的呢 ,Gulliver 跟怎么样 ,a crew of men, 就是一组的船员就是起航啦。And what happens?
And after several months, they find an undiscovered land. So again, they find this new land. Gulliver and a few men go to explore the land, but the other men return to the ship and forget Gulliver. This is a very bad
Obviously,
crew.
Obviously, they're not friends.
This crew is not very good at their job. So they find this new land. Of course, they want to explore. To explore is to look around and search through some kind of new place, a place you've never been before. It could be somewhere where people live now, like if you go to another city, though. You've never been there. Have you ever been to Paris? I haven't. So you get there and you're like, let's go down here and see what we find. That's to explore. And of course, people like Christopher Columbus and Vasco da Gama are famous for exploring. Also, Neil Armstrong.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was one of the first two men to explore the moon. No one had been there before, so they were looking around a new place.
Okay, 所以呢，我们来看一下 explore 这个字 ，explore， 就有着探索啦，或者是有时候有着探险、考察这样子的意思啦。OK， 那我们来看一下后面呢，这个课文是提到说呢，这个非常很快的呢，这个 Gulliver 呢，然后在几个月后呢，他们就找到一个 undiscovered land， 就从来没有发现的陆地。那因此呢，他们就觉得说，哎，我们要一起去怎么样，就是探索这块土地。可是我觉得他们好像不是好朋友。然而他这其他人回到了船上的时候，他们忘记 Gulliver， 所以怎么样？他可能就是会遗留在那边啦。And
well, it seems now he's in a very different kind of place. Remember, Lilliput had the tiny little people.
Right.
Well, in this place, it's different. Moments later, it says he sees a giant. A giant is a really, really big person. This giant is so large that Gulliver only reaches his ankles. He only reaches his ankles.That's right. Your ankles are this thing down here.
Right.
You can see them there. You can see
my
foot.
Yeah, I can see it.
Right here. This is your ankle. So imagine Gulliver is only that tall. He's really, really short.
Right.
The giant is really big. The ankle is the thing that connects your leg to your foot. Right? So it's right there. And that, you know, that lets your foot go up and down like that. That's your ankle. For example, we could say Alana twisted her ankle. Ah! Playing volleyball. Ooh, that hurts when you twist your ankle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
gross. Okay. 所以呢 ,ankle 是什么呢就是脚踝这样的意思。所以扭到脚踝就是 twist one's ankle。所以呢之前呢 Golub 是来到小人国，不过这里他相反咯，他来到一个可能是巨人国，因为呢他有多，这个巨人有多大，他高到了这个 Gulliver 只到他的 ankle 只到他的脚踝而已，所以呢他是非常非常高大的 giant 巨人。
Well, of course, Gulliver feels scared, ah, giant, and runs away, but another giant finds him, what's this? Despite being massive, this giant is delicate with Gulliver and takes him home. So he's very gentle, he's very careful, he doesn't hurt Gulliver.Despite being massive. We use despite to show that two things might be totally different, but they're still both true. Mm-hmm. All right. So for example, we'll go swimming despite the rain. It's raining. It's not a beautiful day, but we're still going to go swimming. You might think rain, no swimming. But in this case, rain means we can still swim. Despite the rain, we'll go swimming. Despite being a giant,This guy is very nice and gentle and kind.
Nice. 尽管怎么样怎么样，然后怎么样，后面接了一个。所以我们来看看 despite 就是有尽管这样的意思 ,despite.、Mm. Okay, 这里是提到说尽管这个巨人呢他看起来好像很魁梧，但是呢他非常的小心翼翼地对待 Gulliver, 并且还把他带回家。这里的 delicate, 一般 delicate, D-E-L-I-C-A-T-E, 都有着精细这样的意思。但是在本课呢 ,delicate 是指的小心翼翼的处理，非常小心应对这样子的意思哦。Well, I guess that's all the time we have for day two's article. Let's now move on to For You Chat.
Okay.
For You Chat.
Okay, Mike.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a silly argument? Not just any argument, but a really silly one.
Oh my gosh.
How did you settle it?
I think I probably have. I think, you know, it's often fun to have silly arguments with your friends. Maybe as kids we would argue, you know, who's better, Superman or Batman? And one guy would say, well, Superman can fly faster than anything. And another guy would say, well, Batman can use his bat car to shoot Superman.
It's like...
You know, you can argue like that. Or I know a lot of people who have silly arguments about sports.
Okay.
Right? Which baseball team is better? Which player is better? You know, if you took the 1952 New York Yankees and you had them play the 2009 Boston Red Sox, who would win?And it would be a silly argument because those guys were already dead later on. This, why are we talking about this?So I think people like to have silly arguments just as something to kind of
But
laugh about.
Is this very common in Canada, like where the girlfriend would ask the boyfriend, if we both like get drowned in, like in the sea, who would you save first, your mom or me? Is that a common thing?
Right, that's another good one. Yeah, if you could only save one person and they were both going to die, who would you save?
Yeah, that's pretty silly.
I'd always say, I wouldn't save either of you because this is stupid, I'm leaving.No, I wouldn't
say that. So that's how Mike settles this. Anyway.
That's a good way to settle an argument, to say, this is stupid. I'm not doing this anymore. You can do it that way. Or you can just laugh about it with your friends. How about you guys? Silly arguments, do you like them? If you have them, how do you settle them?
Gulliver's Travels.
During Gulliver's stay, the Lilliputians are fighting with their neighbor over a ridiculous argument.They can't agree on how to properly break an egg, from the small end or the large end. Gulliver uses his strength as a giant to stop an invasion and becomes a hero. However, he doesn't want to kill any of Lilliput's enemies. This makes the emperor furious. Gulliver feels disappointed, so he runs away, finds a boat, and heads out to sea.A ship eventually picks him up and takes him back to England. Yet, after some time, he decides to sail away again. Soon, Gulliver and a crew of men set sail. After several months, they find an undiscovered land. Gulliver and a few men go to explore the land, but the other men return to the ship and forget Gulliver. Moments later,He sees a giant who is so large that Gulliver only reaches its ankles. Gulliver feels scared and runs away, but another giant finds him. Despite being massive, The giant is delicate with Gulliver and takes him home.
Vocabulary review. Invasion. The soldiers tried to stop the invasion, but their enemy was too powerful. Furious. The child's bike was stolen, and this really made him furious. Disappointed. All the students were disappointed to hear that their graduation trip was canceled. Explore. A treasure hunter explored the jungle and found a lost city. Ankle. The boy hit his ankle on a table when he got up in the middle of the night. Despite. Despite the bad weather, we still enjoyed our trip to Kunding.